Well, Jim, a 2-0 defeat away to Notts County. Your thoughts on the game?
Well, first of all, it's a difficult place to go. They're in good form. They've got probably one of the biggest sides we've come up against and certainly one of the most experienced. So we've done our own work. We've had a positive week. You know, they got on the front foot first 5 minutes, bombed the ball forward, picked up second balls, asked a few questions. But, you know, we warmed to it. Some of our football was quite good. Just lacked that little bit in the final third, which I'm sure, well, I know there's good signs there. A couple of talking points with regards to a couple of challenges going in. We've got on the break a couple of times, and then as soon as we make one on the edge of the box with Michael Rose, there's a foul given when he looks like he's won the ball. He's been booked, and then the lads put it in the top corner, so you're 1-0 down. We've got in on our first two corners. Certainly the second one's a free header from, looked like 5 yards, and we've headed straight at the goalkeeper. We should score. We've got to do better than that area. That's one thing that we're not doing at the minute, and that's scoring. But I have to say, overall, there's plenty of positives. We knew it was going to be a tough one for us, but we kept plugging away. It was a late goal that settled it in the end a little bit. You know, could have been a foul on Gary Thompson on the lead up to that as well. I haven't said that, it was right in front of us, but they've got him down the left side and thought he's put in the bottom corner. But, you know, we kept plugging away. There is positives there. We're pretty pleased with the players. We know in the past we've got our business done in the close season, and there's a lot to be said about that because it gives you time to work on things and gel, and that's usually why we've done all right early stages of the season. But this year, you know, we've had a lot with the likes of Max Muller, you know, Stephen Hall come a little bit late, missed a big chunk of pre-season. You know, Callum Lang, McGuirk's not up to speed yet, but he's shown real good signs. And, you know, there's a couple more in there, so we're still work in progress. I know it's a results business and we've got to start putting the net, ball in the net and getting a few results. But I have to say, there is positive signs there, and we've got to all stick together, keep believing, keep working hard. And I'm sure these little bits of luck that are going about will turn our way. And we need to make sure at the one end that we, when the opportunities do come, like they have done on a couple of occasions today, we put the ball in the back of the net. Obviously gives us a better chance of picking up points. But as I say, disappointed to lose the game. But there is positives there. As I say, we haven't been steamrolled. We haven't been steamrolled in any game yet this season. You know, it was quite a close game, but we come away defeated again, which is, you know, absolutely gutted about. But I've got to look through that result and see the positives. And as I say, there is good signs there. Hopefully we'll get better.
I don't know if it words in your mouth, but in the first 5 minutes, I thought there were two horrible tackles by Notts County players. It may have set the tone of the game, but your players just got on with it and nothing happened. And then Michael Rose got a yellow card for his first real half tackle of the game. Are you too nice?
Well, Derek, you know, you come away to a club like Notts County, big crowd. When it's the other way, they can, you know, the atmosphere cranks up. But you say too nice, or there's guidelines and there's a code of conduct. We've been fined in the past for surrounding a referee at Oxford about 3 years ago. 2 years ago, surrounding the referee at Exeter. You know, I don't want my players to be diving around. I think the game should be played in the right spirit. We do need to show a little bit more nous. But I think you're right. I think certain things are going on at the minute. The, you know, as you say, a couple of tackles there were probably worse than Verdane Oliver's last week. But what is it? A foul, not even a talking to. We just get on with the game. As soon as we make one with Michael Rose, it looks like he's won the ball anyway. And a foul's given, a booking, right in the dangerous area, and they put the ball in the net. So they're the little things. And I know people might have said in the past, you can't blame luck and things like that. Well, you do. You need the rubber to green with officials. You know, we were talking about decisions last week. We've looked over them on DVD. It's a massive penalty, possibly two. Is it a sending off, as I said at the time, and I stand by it. It probably looks worse on the camera angle that we had, but at the time, I don't think it was. But the lad gets sent off, and he's a big player for us, Verdane. Today could have been totally different. You know, we had a couple of opportunities on the break on regains, and we had players taken down in the middle of the pitch. Not once were they spoken to. So if you don't get spoken to, you can do it again and again. So they're the things, yeah. You have got to toe the line with regards to your conduct with referees, because we can't afford to be getting fined for surrounding the referee or getting ourselves in trouble for the way we go about our business on the pitch. But what you do want is a little bit of fairness. And, you know, if it's happening for one side, we need it to happen for us. But that's not happening at the minute. But we've got to look at it. And I don't want to be talking to my lads and saying, listen, if you get it, start rolling round, or if you get it in the box, make sure you dive and go down and try and con the referee, because, you know, that's the thing that's trying to clamp out the game. So, but teams are doing it to us. You know, look at the fouls today on the edge of the box. So, you know, the whole crowd go up and, or say a foul, a tackle, which was given as a foul. It was no worse than any other tackle that you've just mentioned there. So they're the things that can go against you when you're on a bit of a sticky spell.
Hopefully, Jimmy can pick things up for Tuesday night now at Yeovil.
Yeah, that's right. Another long trip. You know, we've had a few at the minute with Cambridge and Lincoln. Obviously, coming to here today's not bad. Tough places to go, but, you know, we go now to Yeovil. You know, they're not one of the sides that are flying at the minute, like we've looked at Notts County today. So, you know, again, always pay the opposition the respect. They'll have good players in the ranks that can hurt you, but we'll know that if we're at it, we can hurt them. So, you know, we need to start putting the ball in the back of the net. We've got to keep working hard, keep believing in ourselves. As I say, there is positive signs there. And hopefully we'll get better for it and learn from certain little situations. And, you know, we'll get ourselves right now for the quick turnaround away at Yeovil on Tuesday, and hopefully come back up north with something in the bank for our troubles.